This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 31st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Harris shuns governor race. Ross goes to Brazil. California enters tariff lawsuit and India tariffs set at 25%. Harris not running for governor. Former Vice President Kamala Harris announced yesterday she will not run for governor of California in 2026, ending months of speculation about a possible bid. Harris stated that she loves this state, its people, and its promise, but after deep reflection decided not to seek elected office at this time. The decision reshapes a competitive Democratic primary featuring declared candidates like Lieutenant Governor Ilani Kanellakis, former State Senate and Assembly Leader Tony Atkins, former Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra, and former Representative Katie Porter. While Harris ruled out the gubernatorial race, she left the door open for a 2028 presidential run. Her announcement emphasized continued involvement in national Democratic politics, saying she plans to support candidates across the country and, quote, remain in that fight. Ross leads California delegation to Brazil. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross this week leading a delegation of business and agriculture leaders in Sao Paulo, Brazil, to strengthen trade ties and explore partnerships in climate-smart agriculture. The delegation includes Department of Pesticide Regulation Director Karen Morrison and UC Agriculture and Natural Resources Vice President Glenda Homiston. The visit highlights Brazil's leadership in its use of biologicals, streamlined regulatory systems, and public research support. The delegation has met with the Sao Paulo State Secretariat of Agriculture, the Brazilian Agribusiness Association, and ag tech investors like Moss Earth, Biotrop, SP Ventures, and Yield Lab Brazil. Brazil is already a key trading partner with $131 million in California ag exports to the country last year, led by almonds and dairy. Pistachios also hold a 95% share of the market. The trip comes as Brazil prepares to host COP30 on reducing greenhouse gases. California backs lawsuit challenging Trump tariffs. California Attorney General Rob Bonta and Governor Gavin Newsom filed an amicus brief yesterday in a federal lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose sweeping tariffs. The case, now before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, centers on whether the act grants authority to unilaterally impose economic restrictions absent a true emergency. California's brief supports a lower court ruling that struck down the tariffs, arguing the Trump administration overstepped legal and constitutional bounds. The state also warned that such tariffs have raised prices on food, housing, and other consumer goods, disproportionately impacting California's economy and working families. Bonta urged the court to uphold the injunction against the tariffs and said, "Standing united with those fighting back is more important than ever." Newsom called Trump, quote, "an F student bragging because they got a D minus after the president said the policies are producing better than expected results." Take note, a survey by the UC Merced Community and Labor Center Fund found that California residents reported a 3% decrease in work from May to June. The downturn is comparable to the Great Recession and the pandemic, according to the researchers. On that note, on Tuesday, Bonta, joined by a coalition of 19 other states in Washington, D.C., filed suit to block the Trump administration's directive forcing states to hand over sensitive personal data on SNAP recipients. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump sets India tariff rate at 25%. President Trump says India will face a 25% tariff, just one percentage point lower than the rate applied under Trump's April 2nd tariff plan. In a post to Truth Social yesterday, the president complained that India's tariffs have long been, quote, far too high, and its non-tariff trade barriers had stymied U.S. exports. Also, they have always brought a vast majority of their military equipment from Russia and are Russia's largest buyer of energy, along with China, at a time when everyone wants Russia to stop killing in Ukraine, the post reads. In addition to the 25% tariff, Trump said India would face an additional penalty for its trade ties to Russia, also applicable August 1st. Administration officials have been teasing a U.S.-India deal for weeks and repeatedly hinted that both sides were on the cusp of an announcement. In comments to reporters at the White House yesterday, Trump refused to rule out the possibility of a last-minute deal. "We're negotiating with India right now," Trump said. "We'll see what happens." Farmers, herbicides are critical to operations. The majority of corn farmers say weeds are their top pest problem, and glyphosate and atrazine are the herbicides of choice. That's according to a survey commissioned by the National Corn Growers Association amid the criticism of those pesticides mounted by the Make America Healthy Again movement and its allies in the Trump administration. According to the survey of 1,000 farmers, 85% said weeds were their biggest pests. Some 49% said the biggest impact of losing those products would be higher costs for weed control. 15% of the farmers surveyed said the biggest impact would be increased tillage. Labor suspends collecting H-2A certification fees. Labor Department will temporarily suspend the collection of H-2A labor certification fees while it stands up an electronic system. Currently, employers must send the fees to the Office of Foreign Labor Certification by mail, but OFLC's Foreign Labor Application Gateway, or FLAG, a portal, allows for the electronic filing and processing of employer applications. During the temporary suspension period, the agency said it won't issue invoices for fees for H-2A applications for temporary certifications, and it also won't seek retroactive payment of fees for those certifications. The announcement was made in the Federal Register. The agency said it will announce the end of the temporary suspension of H-2A certification fees in a future Federal Register notice. Here's today's final word. We had the U.S. Trade Representative come to our lunch one day, and it's a little bit like being in the Soviet Union. When the commissar comes, do you insult him? No, you beseech him. You tell him how great looking he is. His clothes are nice. His shoes are good. How much you love him and the president. And then you say very sheepishly, "And we love the tariffs. And the president's doing such an awesome and amazing job. But we want to manufacture things in our state. But have you ever looked at where the robots that you need for the assembly line are made? They're made in Japan. So if you want us to make stuff in America, we've got to first buy the robots in Japan to make stuff in America." Those are the words of Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky at a Cato Institute event. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 31st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.